Parashas Bikurim, there's the parasha of the Amira, of the Haggadah, of the Kriya and the Bikurim. And it says, it starts out by saying they were Mitzrayim, how bad Mitzrayim was, and so on and so forth. And then it says, Vayivienu, Vayitzein Hashem Mitzrayim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is out of Mitzrayim, Vayivienu la'mokrim hazeh, Vayitno sarat hazeis erzovas chol v'dvash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this place, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael, which is an Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. L'chur, it's very hard to understand the Seder Advarim. I mean, he's going in chronological order. He starts Aram Yevit Avi, and Vayeres and Mitzrim, Vanitzak Al Hashem, Vayitzeinu. It's a very, very straightforward chronological order of going out of Mitzrayim. And then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this place, and the place we're talking about is the Beis HaMikdash. And he gave us Eretz Yisrael, which is an Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. The Yisrael was given 400 some odd years before the Beis HaMikdash. So why doesn't it say Vayitna Saratz HaZois and Vayivyena Al-Mokam HaZeh? The Seder that we say Dayenu, which is built around the same Seder, it's the Seder Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Bonalana Beis HaBchira is the last one. Eretz Yisrael is before. That's the chronological Seder. It's the right Seder in terms of climax, that you go out of Mitzrayim, you get taken through the Midbar, you go into Eretz Yisrael, and you build Beis HaMikdash. That's the normal Seder Advarim, and the Seder here is very hard to understand. More strongly so, the Sifri Darshan of the Pasuk here. The Sifri says, Bischar wat, Vayitna Saratz HaZois, Bischar wat wo we zeichet Eretz Yisrael, Bischar the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mamish Hefer HaDvarim. There's a first HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, the Schar of the Beis HaMikdash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it might mean possibly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw there would be Beis HaMikdash, but the Lashon Sifri is very, very sharp. He says Bischar Vavienu Ela Mokam Hazeh Vayivenu Vayitul, therefore we have Vayitul Saratz HaZois. That is, also, it sharpens the kasha of the Seder of Dvarim of Vayienu Vayiten Lanu. Interesting also, the word over here, Vayivienu Ela Mokam Hazeh, so the Targum teaches Va'aison Ela Asra Hadein. Like Lashon Aisi in the Gemara, the Kam, also Aisi, in the Parshas Va'era, where you have the different lashonis of Gula, the Lakachti, Vaitseisi, Vigaalti, Vaivesi, he teaches Va'al, meaning I will bring you up to Eretz Yisrael, Miloshan Aliyah. It Bechlal, the same word of Hava, both of them pertaining to the general sense of Eretz Yisrael or Beis HaMikdash, and you have each one translated differently. In the pasuk itself, the balance, it says, it doesn't say on Eretz Yisrael vayivienu, it says vayiten lanu. El amokum, it says vayivienu, and in the Eretz, it says vayiten lanu. We could have, I mean, B.S. Eretz Yisrael could have been also written that way, like it says vayivesi, the same lashon could have been used here also. The pasuk itself is mechalik in the two. One more nekuda here, that is in Havas Bikurim, that needs a Hezbah. It says the Seder is, you bring it, you put down, you give the tenet to the Kohen who puts it by Mizbeach. Then it says, you bring the Bikurim. V'inachte v'nei Hashem alekecha, v'ishtachavis v'nei Hashem alekecha. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You put it down in front of the, you gave it to the Kohen. What halacha b'shtachava is this? We don't find any other inyan that requires b'shtachava. So there's a goyin here that's a pelodic goyin. The goyin in Aderes Ol Yol says that b'shtachava is because everyone who leaves the Beis HaMikdash, anyone who's yoytze from Beis HaMikdash is chay b'shtachava. So first of all, why does it say over here? I mean, there are other things. He has to be Torah, that he has to go to the mikveh, that he has to have take off his nalayim. There are many, many halachas of kavod amigdash and moira amigdash that apply to a person bringing bikurim. If he walks in the base amigdash, all hilchis base hamigdash of kavod moira apply to him. So why is this chvod only mentioned? Why isn't it mentioned anywhere else? If the Goyen says that this din of ishtachavah, the Rambam brings the Seder Advarim and he writes ishtachavah the way it's written here. He brings the whole parasha and he says uminiach umishtach veviyotze. So if it's a halacha of Seder Meira and Kavod Migdash, then it should have been written in Hilchis Beis Abchira and with other nyanim of Meira and Kavod. And then it should have. And then it should have also. And then Mimela, we know it apply to here. I mean, it's not a special din in Bikurim at all. And the Psukim, it's so sharply delineated that it's a din in Bikurim. The Rambam brings it like that. The Stam Lishna. What does the Goyin mean that it's mitzad the din of the general din of Kol Hayotzim and Amigdash Chai B'Shtachavah? And the emphasis is about mitzad Sheni, mitzad the Teich. And the Goyin is right. There doesn't seem to be any makom to understand that there's a din ishtachavah and bikurim. Ishtachavah was very specific, and there's no makom in havos bikurim to put in ishtachavah. That's the shaila of the ishtachavah over here. So we have to be mivarer the inyan in bikurim. We find the inyan where Eretz Yisrael and Beis Hamikdash is reversed. The position of Beis Hamikdash and Eretz Yisrael is given a certain mahalach, it's juxtaposed one against the other, and the inyan of ishtachavah over here. So let's start with a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. It says that David HaMelech wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you're not your ratzon is a very good ratzon. You pack your lathe is right and so on and so forth, but you're not the person that's going to do it. So it says Vayihi Dvar Hashem al Nasan Lema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a nevuah through Nasan, and he said, you're not the person that can build a Beis HaMikdash. I've never been in a Beis HaMikdash from the time that I think Chazal Mitzrayim until today. I've been in an oel and a mishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my own Hashoras Hashchina has been dafkin oil in the Mishkan, and David HaMelech was made the Melech on Yisrael, and he goes through the history that he helped David kill all the enemies of Klal Yisrael and so on and so forth. That's a whole Sipa Dvarim of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with David and so on. Then it switches to the future. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built by you, even though I will see to it that it will happen. But there's a pasuk that comes before that. It says, V'samti mokrim la'ami li'Yisrael, I'm going to establish a place for Klal Yisrael, unitativ, I'll plant him there, v'shochein tachtov, he'll stay there, v'le'yirgaz od, and he won't be shifted around. And he won't suffer from the enemies like before. And then he goes into speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal say it as a Medrash in Truma. It says, Amar Reb Shmuel ben Nachman, until the Beis HaMikdash was built, the world was standing on a kisei of two raglayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, and it was misnadne, it wasn't stable. When Beis HaMikdash was built, it became a kisei of Shlosh Regalim, and a kisei of Shlosh Regalim is something which is stable. The same thing here also, Beis HaMikdash is the third foot of Torah Avodah Gnos Chasodim, it's Avodah Memela, it becomes stable. But Lechura, it's out of place. He's speaking about Klal Yisrael's fortunes and misfortunes. He's saying, David HaMelech is talking about building Beis HaMikdash. That's the topic. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you're right, I haven't had a place to stay, I haven't been oil, and so on and so forth. Then he says, V'samti mokrim l'am Yisrael, I'm going to give Yisrael a place, and I'll plant them there. And that. They're in Eretz Yisrael already. They're 400 years already in Eretz Yisrael. and they're there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has destroyed the enemies. Like it says the pasuk before, I made sure that the I cut all your enemies, and David's battles had come to a stop. So what's the Samti Mokrim Lam Yisrael? They're not Yisrael. What's the Mokrim that he's talking about? So let's try to understand the Nakuda here. The word Beis Hamikdash is kemat never mentioned as such. In Chumash, it's always called Mokrim. Ela Mokrim Asher Yivchar Hashem, Mokrim Asher Tzav Alecha. The word Mokrim is used as delineating the place of Beis Hamikdash. Avram Avinu, Har Moria, was Vayaras HaMokrim Mirochay, Ela Mokrim Asher Arei Lecha. Yaakov Avinu was given a Vayifka Ba Mokrim. The concept of Mokrim seems to be identified with the Metzias of Beis HaMikdash. L'chura, when we talk about Mokom, we think of something that is a Mikradika description. What is Chaim doing? He's walking. What is Yaakov doing? He's sitting. Where's he sitting? In this place. So the concept of place to us is a temperate description. How fast is he walking? He's walking a mile an hour. So those are all adjectives describing different phases. And when I want to pinpoint somebody at a certain point at a certain time, I use a coordinate of place. That's how we understand Mokom. The Adrabah, it says that not the Mokom is Mechavad Adam, the Adam is Mechavad Mokom. Mokom seems to be to us just a mikra in establishing where the person is. The morale says that by a get, you have to write the Shema Ish, the Shema Ish, and you have to write the Shema Mokom. So the morale says because the Mokom is part of the name. In other words, Chaim from Disney's Mokom is that's the full description of the person. Why you don't in other places, that's a different Indian. But Akoponim, it's not two things. The Shema Ish and the Shema Mokom are not two separate things. The Shema Ish and Shema Mokom is one and the same. It's a full description of the person. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekomo Shel Olam. In other words, nothing in the world has a metzias unless it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means a certain nekuda of rootedness. You have to be mechobet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain nekuda where you're rooted in something and coming out of something. Everything has a different, it's not interchangeable. Everything has its makom from where it's shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mara says that Shlomo HaMelech's chachma was that he was able to figure out where the Gemara's lashon says there are veins in the ground that are good for planting certain trees, there's a place for pilplin, there's a place for stregna, there's a place for this and for that. And Shlomo HaMelech knew exactly where to plant everything so that it would be able to grow the best. In other words, unless something is in its makom, unless something is mechubet its makom, then it does not have a good hamshach of chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the roots of a tzomeach, the roots of a plant, have to be in the ground. That's its makom. And if you dislodge it, it dies. The same thing, every nivra has its makom. The Gemara says that there are a few people, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merachem on. One of them is that the Bish Mazlo B'Hai Masa, he has a bad luck in one place, La'asa L'Asa Achina, and he doesn't go to a different place. In other words, a person has to understand his mitzias is not only his self. Mishana Mokar Mishana Mazel is because your self includes the Mokar. If a person were to be independent, Lamashal, there's only one thing that's really independent. Ein Ha'olam Mekomo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is not Mekomo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not described in terms of Mekom. The other part is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekomo Shal Olam. So were a person to be independent, and a person to be totally shayach to himself, and a person to be just him, so what's the difference where he is? Makes no difference. He is what he is. But since in Sheirish, a person's mitzias comes from somewhere else, a person is noveya from someplace else, that is his prinas makom, and in his makom, he has, that's where he has a kriyas. The concept of kriyas and the concept of makom go together. If a person is not bimekomo, he has no kriyas. If the person is bimekomo, that's where he has a kriyas. That's the pshat in the pasuk that we started with, in the pasuk in Shmuel, that it says, building the Beis HaMikdash, we'll see in a minute, is shayach to establishing the b'chinas makom in the world. The fortune of Klal Yisrael wandering stops when there's a prinas mokum in the world. We'll explain that a little bit more. But Kolzman HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina has no mokum. Kolzman, it's an oihel that's wandering, a mishkan and the bamis and so on. Then there is no menucha. There is no mokum in the world. And b'meila Klal Yisrael was not Yisrael 400 years. That's true. But they could leave tomorrow, because nothing is kavua. To be emoi v'sita emoi, the to become natua requires a mokomi natua, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told David, "You're now taking by wanting to build a Beis HaMikdash, you're doing two things that are really totally zebazeh. You're taking the shechina and being koveya mokomi." And you're taking Klal Yisrael and be koveya it mokom. So he told him, it's true I was machlis to oivim, and Klal Yisrael is at peace now. But that has no guarantee for tomorrow, the day after. Now, v'samti mokom la'amil Yisrael, I'm going to put a mokom down for Klal Yisrael, unitativ, and I'll plant it. V'shachen tachtav li'gasayit. He'll dwell there, and he's not going to be shifted around again. In other words, Klal Yisrael's ability to become rooted is because Eretz Yisrael has turned into a mokom. And if Eretz Yisrael has turned into a mokom, then we take root in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not shifted around. And that's why the Churban Beis HaMikdash and Golus HaKlal Yisrael are Havahotalya. Let's explain it a little bit further, the point that we're talking about, the Bechinas Mokim. The Sfasemis says that over here in Vativeina la Mokim Azeh, Vayivieina la Mokim Azeh, the Sfasemis says that the Beis HaMikdash, I'll call his Lashon, is it's the Sheirish of all Mekoimas. It's the Mokker of all Mekoimas. In other words, that I'm telling you that there's such a thing as a makom is not milsa de pshitasa. Mechetesa, that there's an interface between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world in a way that there could be a makom. For instance, Mechatesa, the fact that we have, we can dig down and water will come out from the bottom, or oil, or whatever it is, that's a chiddush milsa. The fact that there's a pchinas mokrim in the world, where a person can find a metzias, a person can find shroshim, that's not a milsa de pshitasa. The mokr for such an haga, the sheirish that there is mekomos, is in the Beis Hamikdash. The fact that like Shlomo Melech said, Hein Shemayim Ushmei Shemayim Lo Yechal Kelucha Af Abayis Azeh Shabanisi. The fact that Akadosh Baruch Hu places a mokom in this world, where this mokom is kaddish no matter what, no matter when, that means that there's a metzias of mekaymis in the world. It's possible to park yourself in a place. It's possible that there's a metzias in the world that is permanently connected to what's beyond the world. So death did not exist. Until that time, everything went its way and everything was temporary. The whole metzias, the metzias of everything was temporary. Once the Beis HaMikdash is called Al HaMokom HaShif HaShem, it's the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses place. So that means Mokrim becomes endowed with the quality of being a divine midah, and there is a thing. This is the place for Shechina. This is the place for Klal Yisrael. This is the place for me. Those are the inyanim of Mokrim that the Beis HaMikdash is a sheirish for all of it. So the let's go back to the Psukim by the Bikurim and explain it. The Metzias in Bikurim, the Hoidah in Bikurim, is a Hoidah for more than just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me good stuff and I'm thanking him for it. It's a Hoidah for Eretz Yisrael. All Peiris, all mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz, you don't need to have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Chumas and maestris and everything, as long as you have tevuah, it's good enough. You don't need more than the tevuah, because it's a din in the tevuah. It's Peiris that need to have gone to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a shevach in Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim, the Peiris are the chetimtza for the shevach in Eretz Yisrael. The Shevach Eretz Yisrael is you need to have a soda that is yours, Yerusha. The Shaila Gemara, if it could be Kaira or not, because it's not Aviseinu. The Gemara says it is Aviseinu because Avram, but Lemaisa, it's not. The Parsha of Bikurim and the Kriya on Bikurim is a Kriya for things that are Mushrash in Klal Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael is Mushrash in them, not just a mikra ketayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. It's the shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the hoidoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our achiza in Eretz Yisrael and our nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So b'meila, that's why if it's not Aviseinu, it's not Satal Aviseinu, I might have kriya. If Avraham Avinu would not be the av of the gerim, a ger could not be kriya parasha. So we come and we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yeinu al hamokom hazeh. We Eretz Yisrael, we have b'schus this mokom, because we're talking about it's all not b'mikra. I happen to have a nice field and I grew a lot of nice pears. What'll be tomorrow? I don't know. We're talking about the achiza that I have in Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael is our nachla. So it's b'schar the mokom. So maybe it's Al-Shema Asid, the 400 years beforehand. But the order is that the reason why it's Shayach, a concept such as a Nachla, is because there's a Mokrim. If there's a Mokrim, then it's Shayach to have a Nachla. So we say first, Vavi'einu la Mokrim Azeh, and then Vayitinu. That's the Asa'aretz list. The difference we ask between Vayitin and Vayivi'einu is like this. Bia means coming into a place. There are two nuances in the lashon of Bia. One is to enter, and one is to come into, in the sense of the nuance of to come home. In other words, if someone comes into my house, then it means he enters my house. Really, it's just a preposition describing kind of his place. He came into the house. But when a person says, "I've come home, I've arrived," means this is my makor. So the word bia can mean both knaches. It could mean a type of coming back to my point, coming back to my nekuda where I am, coming home, or could be just entering. So in Parashas Va'era, where we talk about going to Yisrael in a general sense, it's still called Va'al in the Targum. In other words, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and I sent you to a place that's by far, far better. Kol Zman, there's not the knech of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not inherently permanent, because you could go. Once we go into the, once there's the Beis HaMikdash is the only place which I have to say by V'einu ala makam azeh miloshna osi, I've arrived here, I've come into my place over here. That's the inyan makam. Let's understand it a little bit. Let's understand it in our musagim a little bit. A person's mitzias is nikva within two frameworks. A person is what he is, but a person also sees himself as belonging to some sort of world, to some sort of mitzias. Who am I? What am I? A person can look at himself as one of the hardest, one of the big mekomos nisayon is not, or a person wants to do a particular, he has the yitzhar for something particular. Somebody was telling me about somebody, he was discussing somebody who was really gone off the derech, whatever, and he described it, and he said, he wants so badly to be an American guy. That's his mitzvahs. He's willing to keep mitzvahs. He doesn't have a problem with any particular mitzvah, but his mitzvahs, he wants to be there. And b'meila, anything that conflicts with it, it goes. There's a deeper hafchana of a person is, there's who are you? The first Shaila Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam was, Ayeka, where are you? In other words, if a person is not b'mekomo, the Sanhedrin, with all the Chachamim and all the Gdolei Yisrael, if they weren't in the Lishkas HaGazis, they didn't have a Shem Sanhedrin for certain yanim. They could only, a certain dinim was only b'moko, in the mokom that they were. Because the mitzias of the thing, the Sanhedrin is no longer Sanhedrin in what's needed, in the Zion that I needed, the Dinah Sanhedrin, if it's not sitting in its makom, it's not sitting in the Shasagazis. A person stops being a person if he's not b'mekomo. The Gemara Darshan's Kolakavea Makom Litfilosai, Alkeo V'Azrei, the Gemara Darshan from this pasuk V'samti Makom. Koveya Mokom Mitzfiloso means that the person is, he's putting his tefillah as a Mokom. You know, a person can, when he's sitting in yeshiva, and he has certain needs he has to go out and take care of. That is what's expected, what everybody understands is the right thing, and unless the person is not doing well, that's what he's doing. He's kavua in Torah, in a Mokom Torah, And he needs a certain tzrach and goes out and takes care of them. But what about a person who is out there 10, 12 hours a day? How does he perceive himself? Does he perceive himself as somebody who's there and he needs to take care of certain religious duties? That's one perception. Or the other tefisa is, I'm here, but just like a person who has to wander for days on business, his home is still home, and he doesn't, and his home is no place else, even though time-wise it takes a lot, he has to go around and take care of things, still his mitzias is there. That is the kshayla of the kviyas makom. Being koveya makom, the tefilaso is that the person is his davening an interruption the day, or is his day a necessary walking out of the dalat amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the Goyim was upshot. And we ask, so why by Bikurim is this where it's mentioned? Let's talk about it. It's halacha in Hilchos Beis Abchira. It's halacha in the normal routine of what a person does. Why is it mentioned in the pasuk here? Why does the Rambam bring it over here? Chal to the Davar Tamua. The Brisker Rav stalls to this din to the pasuk by Avram Avinu, that it says by Avram that he was Neilchad Koy v'nishtachaveh by Akeda. They said, so the Brisker Rav says, because it's midin hishtachavah to anyone that leaves the Beis HaMikdash. So I don't stand. I mean, Avram is saying, Rabbi Yisai, wait for me, because I have some business to take care of in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the business? That when I leave, I'm going to be mishtachaveh. What does it mean? If that's, I mean, it's a chuchotul in the pasuk. What does the Rav mean? He says, Vayaras ha-mokim erochot, he saw the place, they spotted the place which is Beis HaMikdash, and they said, you know, he tells his Misharsim, he tells the Narim, I've got some business to take care of here. What am I going to do? I'm going to be Mishtachve. So the Rav says, he shalts to the Goyen, and he says, it's Midin being Mishtachve when you leave a Mokum. I mean, so don't tell him what you're doing. Tell him I have some to take care of. But it doesn't make any sense. The Teretz is like this. It says, Utsva Shamayim Lecho Mishtachvin. It says that the Levonis mishtachve to the Shemesh in its orbit. The hishtachava, when you take a leave of somebody, when you greet somebody, and you mishtachave, then it's a sign of respect for his personage. I meet somebody great and big, you know. So like the when they heard the Shema Mefayrish Reitzit Pikran Gadol Bektush of Tara, they were mishtachave. In other words, a person, it's a sign of homage and awe in front of somebody greater than me. That's when you greet somebody. When you take leave of someone, so just like when I take leave, I ask rishus from somebody chashev. I say, with your permission, may I leave. So what I'm describing is, my independence is subsumed to your independence. I can't just turn my back and walk away from you. I've got to ask your rishus. The ultimate in that is ishtachava. Walking away from somebody is an act of declaration of independence. I'm declaring my independence. I'm walking away from you and taking leave of you. I'm departing from you. Hishtachava, when you're leaving, says that I'm going with your shlichas. I am bottled to you even betzesi. Even when I go out, I'm still bottled to you. That's the musig of hishtachava by yitzia. So the hishtachava in Beis HaMikdash, when you leave, is not just a prat mehilchis kedushas hamakom, like you can't wear a nal, you have to do, you have to wash your hands, you have to be tahor. Those are all protim kedushas hamakom, and they're not shayach to any one parsha. The shtachava, when you leave, is that's koveya, that the makom hamikdash is makom. That became the mekoyim shaloyla. And b'meila, even when I'm gone, I still come back to this makom. This is the makom I come back to. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. it says that when it describes Shmuel and his the Mahalach of Shmuel, how he judged Klai Yisrael and so on, there's a very, very interesting pasuk. It says, Vayishpoit Shmuel is Yisrael Kol Meichayev. Shmuel was shofet Klai Yisrael all his lifetime. V'holach midei shana b'shana, he would go all year. He had a circuit. V'sava Beisel by Gilgal Mitzpah. He would go around Beisel and Gilgal and Mitzpah. He would go to all the major centers. V'shafat as Yisrael, he would judge Klai Yisrael es kolam mekaymes elu, all these places. In other words, he didn't wait for them to come to him. He went there. U'tshuvasay haramasa, he would come back to Rama. Kisham basically, because that's where his home was. Visham shafat is Israel, and that's where he was shafat Kaisrael. Vayibisham is Be'ach Hashem, and he built them as Be'ach Hashem. It's very hard to understand. It says that he was shafat Kaisrael by going around to all these places. So what does it say? Chuvasay Aramasa Kisham Beisai Visham shafat is Israel. And there he would judge Kaisrael. So it meant he also did. There's a different farshim here. What does he want over here? He says that Vishafat Yisrael is called Kermes Elu. He went and judged everybody. So let's just say in the Shirayim, and someone who couldn't come there, he would be Shafit in his house. And then it says, Vayivin Shem is Be'ach Hashem. Where does that come in over here? The Teretz is Shmuel Anavi. The Chazal point out that that's his godless, not like his children. He went from place to place, and in every single place he was Shafit Dat Mokum Bashehu Shem. But he had a makom, he had a kvias, and the mishpat that was coming out in all these places came from a specific place. It came from a certain makom. And that's the makom where a person can build a mizbeach Lashem. I want to talk a little bit about this, because when we talk about tshuva in general, mea tshuva. So we talk about writing what we did wrong and so on and so forth. Tshuva doesn't mean being metaken what you did wrong. Tshuva means coming back to the nekuda of kvias. Utshuvasay arama. Shmuel had a place to come back. Kisham beisay. If a person has a metzias, if a person has a kvias in himself, and the person wanders. That's called tshuva, because he's coming back to a place that's there. But if he has no metzias, that's his. That's not tshuva. So he's another wandering station. He's wandering off to another place. Being our makom, klalius, the makom in the world, like the Sfasema says, the sheirish of all makomos in the world, the makor of all makomos in the world is the Makom HaMikdash. If a person doesn't learn to doesn't give it, doesn't perceive it as kvias, then he doesn't have a Makom. It reflects on the small. If a person wanders when he's davening here, there, the other place, his attention wanders. He's looking for. You see, sometimes a person is sitting in shul, he's restless. I'm not talking about the Koyches HaNefesh of, you know, learning to focus and davening and so on. I'm talking, but understand that if you're in shul and you don't find a makom, you don't find a place for yourself, then you're not in shul. Shul is Beis Hashem that we have. That it's being koyvea makom with philosophy is that the person gives it a sense of kvias. It's not, yes, it's a din of kavodat tefillah, it's a din of a lot of things. But in the end of the day, it's the exact definition of what tefillah is. A person is getting up during Seder and going someplace. If a person has a choice of learning an hour less or learning an hour more, but riddling his time like a Swiss cheese with getting up and going and coming in and going out, the being koveya itim means not just so that I make sure that I always learning. Well, let's say one person's koveitim an hour a day. And one person, not Kovea, but he ends up learning 15 hours a week. So, you know, there's a mile on every side. But the mile me Kovea is that this is him. This is me. I daven and learn And that is the most permanent fixture in my persona. Other things come and go. Who the person is determined by what's kavua. If X is kavua, then he is chayim of X. If Y is kavua, he's chayim of Y. The pchinas makom that we create in our metzias is related to where the kvi is in our metzias. When Yecheskel, and if a person, if the most elementary thing a person can put into his self, the most elementary nekuda is built around kviyas. And that becomes his makom. He is so-and-so of the Beis Medrash. He could be 18 hours a day working, but he's a Beis Medrash Yid. He's a Beis Medrash. His place is the Beis Medrash. That's when he comes there, everything else is gone because he's back home again. Just like a person who's on a business trip, he can be gone for a long time, been involved in very difficult issues. When he comes back, it's his wife and it's his children, and it's his home. And if it's not like that, then it's not going to be his wife, it's not going to be his children, it's not going to be his home. The kvias that a person plants at himself allows for tshuva. Tshuva is not the process of doing good or becoming a better person. It's a process of going back to a kvias in the nefesh. And if there's no kvias in the nefesh, then there's no place to go back to. Utshuv Shmuel Anavi went all over Eretz Yisrael to be Marbet Torah, to be Shefet Klal Yisrael, and that's great. Utshuvasaya Rama Kisham Beisai. But Shmuel has to have a place that's kavur, that's him. And Sham Shafet Yisrael. You think that where he went to a Shefet Klal Yisrael, he was Shefet Klal Yisrael because it's coming from a makom, that's his makom. Shmuel's a Shefet Mikoyach his makom. By even Shem is Be'ach Hashem. That's the only place where you can bring him as Be'ach Hashem is a makom. The place of Avodah is Dafka makom, and in the place Shavasa Rama Kisham Beis, that's where you can be Be'ach Hashem. By Yecheskel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to him, the Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Golos and so on, and it says that this Einu Ruach Va'eshmachai Koil Rash Godol. A wind lifted me up and I heard a rash. Baruch Kvod Hashem Kaimai. So the Mitzudas explains that even though Klal Yisrael has gone into Golos and the Beis HaMikdash is Chorov, there's still Kvod Hashem Mekaimai. It's not Chas V'Sholom that there's no more Makom. It's, we don't know, I am Mekaim Kvodai, but it's all coming from a Makom. In other words, Shchina and Ashuras HaShchina comes from a certain makom. So amongst, certainly everybody has their own inyanim that he has to deal with, and be mitakin, and so on and so forth. That's each person's specific inyan. But if you're talking about something that's the yisoides, something that's the heart of what a person needs, to have a metzias as a yid, to have a metzias as a bentar, to have any metzias, it's kvias, it's makom. So if the person creates a makom, that even if he wanders for a year around, but Shuvasa Baisa, when he comes back to his, when he sits down with a siddur, he's back at home. When he opens a gemara, he's back into it. When he does a mitzvah, he's back into it. His mitzvahs of ruchnius is his home. That's where everything else comes from, and that's where his makom avodah is, and that's where the vayiv and shom is be'ach Hashem.